Good morning, 1027, 1035, WICY, feel good tunes of the 80s and more. Let's see, we're going to go around the community here, and where do we land? Ah, Alice Hyde Medical Center, and it's Dr. Todd Whitman with us. Todd, how are you?
I'm well. How are you today, John?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, we always get great updates from you or Matt, or I believe we spoke with Jennifer Scholl last week. So a lot of different moving parts at Alice Hyde that we're getting to speak with, and with you, it's always been great. Let's talk real quick about something. You know, it is flu season coming up, and wait, but what about the coronavirus? Hasn't it already been flu season, Todd? I don't know.
I hear you. So, you know, we all hope that the flu season may be a little bit less intense this year just because of all the social distancing, but the CDC really is anticipating that we'll have a flu season this year and that we shouldn't just expect it to not occur. So, you know, for lots of reasons, we need to continue to try and reduce the prevalence of flu. These are very difficult to distinguish COVID-19 from influenza virus. And so the CDC and others are working on ways that we can test people and to make sure that we understand as best we can which disease we're dealing with. But what the community can do is get their flu shot. So the more we reduce the prevalence in the community, the less confusion there will be between these two viruses. It'll be better for patients and really reduce the impact on our healthcare system. So important to get your flu shot. The timing is similar to other years. Best time is September or October. And if you end up getting it after that, it's also effective and important to do even as late as January. Earlier than September is probably not advised.
Right. And so what I heard, and this is just throwing it off a little bit here, with the coronavirus and how it comes on, I heard the fever happens first, and that's a little different than the normal flu sometimes. Are there things like that we can look at, or it's certainly not too accurate to just go by that?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one, John. I think probably the most important thing is to be in close contact with your healthcare provider if you have any symptoms suggestive of either, because as we've seen with coronavirus, you know, some people just present with a loss of sense of smell. So we don't know enough about coronaviruses this time, and flu viruses can all be different. So get in touch with your primary care provider with any symptoms.
You know, people, you know, and sometimes including myself, want a one-size-fits-all answer, but it's just not that simple. You know, it just can't be.
So, complicated situation.
Absolutely. Two new providers with you guys. Let's talk about them.
We do. So we're very excited to welcome Christine Steele, who's a nurse practitioner. She's going to work at our Alice Hyde walk-in clinic. And also Arlene Shaw, who's going to has a specialty in urologic disease and will be a nurse practitioner in Ray Petrosky's office in the urology clinic. So thrilled to have them both. They're going to be great for the community, and we look forward to their services.
Yeah, and you added another doctor. It was a few weeks ago that we chat as well. And so it's just, it goes to show, always adding new beneficial pieces to the puzzle.
Absolutely.
All right, Todd, thank you so much for your time today.
Excellent. You have a great day, John.
All righty. It's Dr. Todd Whitman with us from Alice Hyde Medical Center, giving us updates every other week. Matt Jones with us every other week as well. It's all from Alice Hyde here on 1027-1035 WICY, inside the community.